William Morrow and Harper Audio present A Tale of Two Lovers by Maya Rodale, performed by Carolyn Morris. Author's note. In every age, there are women who buck conventions and defy expectations. Those are the women I found most fascinating and inspiring, and those were the characters I wanted to write. And so, the writing girls were born. Nothing like them actually existed in the Regency era. However, at that time and earlier, women were active in publishing. Mary de la Riviere Manley was the editor and founder of the Female Tatler, 1709, and later of the Examiner, 1711. Eliza Haywood launched the Female Spectator, the first magazine created by women, specifically for women, in 1744. Mrs. Elizabeth Johnson, a printer, published the first Sunday paper, the British Gazette and Sunday Monitor, in 1779. La Belle Assemblée, a Regency-era women's fashion periodical, employed women. Furthermore, virtually all articles in newspapers and periodicals were published anonymously, so who's to say there weren't women writing? The London Weekly is based on papers like John Bull or The Age, very gossipy weekly papers, or more contemporarily, The New York Post. Juliana's column draws on a long tradition of printed gossip, with a few having that same name, Fashionable Intelligence. For more information about women writers, my books, the writing girl world, and to sign up for my newsletter, please visit www.mayarodale.com. Part 1. The Gentleman's Trouble and Strife. Chapter 1. London, 1823. The backstage of the Drury Lane Playhouse was no place for ladies, but Juliana, Lady Somerset, had suffered enough of what proper women did and did not do. She adjusted the short veil, slightly obscuring her face, clung to the shadows, and kept her eyes wide open for scandal. She had seen the notorious Lord Roxbury exit this way. Without a second thought, she followed him. In her experience, to rely on a man was the height of folly, unless it was to count on Lord Roxbury to get tangled up in a scandalous situation. He was a godsend to gossip columnists everywhere. It was widely suspected, but never confirmed, that Juliana was the infamous Lady of Distinction, author of the column Fashionable Intelligence for the town's most popular newspaper, the London Weekly. Since that was, in fact, the truth, she was on a perpetual quest for gossip. Thus, if Lord Roxbury went skulking off backstage at Drury Lane, she followed. She sought a tall man who moved with confidence and radiated charm. His hair was black and slightly tousled, as if he'd just gotten out of bed. Frankly, he probably had. Many a woman had sighed over his eyes, plain brown in her opinion, and his mouth was another subject of intense adoration by women who either had kissed this infamous glorious rake or longed to do so. Juliana Somerset could not be counted among the legions of ladies who fawned over him. Her heart and body belonged to no man, not after she had survived a love match gone wretchedly wrong. Like Roxbury and his ilk, the late Lord Somerset was a charmer, a seducer, a man of many great passions, and ultimately a heartbreaker. Juliana had tasted true love once. It had a remarkably bitter aftertaste. But that was all in the past. Juliana no longer had to sit at home wondering where her husband was, whom he was with, and how their love had faded to nothing. Other people's business was her focus now. Hence the following of Lord Roxbury, backstage at Drury Lane, late at night. A man like that could only be up to no good.
"Ah, there you are."
Juliana turned to see Alistair Gray, her companion for the evening. He reviewed plays for the same paper, and they often attended the theatre together. Tonight they had seen...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?